Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more.
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan alongside Ian McNally. It's time for another episode of Trailer Watch, and the very first trailer for Avengers Infinity War just dropped, and this is our reaction.
So many Chris's, so many beards.
It is an interesting trailer, if only because they start with an incredibly somber tone. I mean, before the Marvel Studios logo even plays, you get, I guess, the original team plus Vision, minus Hawkeye, doing a VO, talking about how the Avengers came together. I mean, it starts with,
Sam Jackson's Nick Fury speech from the first Avengers movie, where in that one he's kind of saying the idea was to put it all together, but you guys are messing it up.
Correct. And also, you're part of something much bigger now.
Yeah.
And 10 years later and 20 movies later, it comes full circle, right? Mm. Because now everyone's got to get together to protect the Earth from this unstoppable force played by Josh Brolin, who has a tremendous voice.
Yeah, just even when you don't hear him, it's like, I didn't think this was going to be fun. When you're bringing order and balance to the universe.
But it does fill me with joy.
Yes. Oh. What's interesting is behind the scenes, like, we just think, like, they've got a steady paycheck. They've got a great job. Sure, Chris Evans has to eat like 16 whole chickens and bench press a small car every day.
To look like that.
To look like that. And I'm sure that gets tiring. But Robert Downey Jr. just throws on a hoodie and he's good to go. So I'm sure, like,
Well, that goatee is pretty well crafted.
Yeah. But he's got someone to do that for him. He has five people to do that for him. So at one point behind the scenes, you'd think, you know, maybe they would keep doing these forever. But I think there was a Vanity Fair article which had the photo shoot of a lot of the cast.
All of them,
All of them. Including Hawkeye's wife for some reason. And that seemed to write in very final terms. Like, this is, the Infinity War we will be losing. Anyone whose contract is up will not be getting renewed.
Pretty much. I mean, Kevin Feige made very clear that we're going to move on. We're gonna start afresh with a whole bunch of characters. Maybe there may be some leftovers, the young ones at least, right? You may get a lot more Black Panther and Ant-Man movies, but you may not get Iron Man or Captain America. They're probably going to move on.
I mean,
Robert Downey Jr. I know it does. Robert Downey Jr. is in his 60s now.
Is he? No,
late 50s.
Late 50s.
Must be late 50s.
But he looks good.
He looks really good. And here's the
thing. That's what bathing in a, you know, like Scrooge McDuck vault of dollar bills will do for you.
But here's the thing. I think when you're part of a franchise that is this successful, I think the energy and hype makes it exciting for you, which is why none of these actors sound jaded at interviews.
No.
When I looked at the Justice League press junkets, you know, there's that funny video.
The sad Affleck
video. But it's true. I mean, when they're answering these questions, there isn't a sense of joy.
No.
Meanwhile, at every panel I've seen these guys at, they seem genuinely happy to be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like you look at some of the stuff on Taika Waititi's Thor was like a lot of improv. Some of what Robert Downey Jr. does in his Iron Man movies is just him being Robert Downey Jr. The characters are close to them in a way, and that's why they were cast, and that's why Kevin Feige saw in them that they could be, like Chris Evans could be Captain America. And I think that makes it easier, but also they make it fun. And actors want to be involved.
They do.
So adding in bits and pieces and things like that make it better. And also it makes it feel more, that naturalizes these kind of characters.
Watching this trailer, and if they pull this off well, if the Russo brothers pull this off well, it feels like, for a comic book fan, if you grew up reading these comics, something like Infinity War, all of these big crossovers where all of your favorite characters are there fighting a big bad, is something you never thought you would see ever unless it was animation, right?
Yes.
Because it just wasn't financially feasible and legally feasible to get all of these actors in one place at the same time, as contractually, said, all of that stuff.
As I said before, never would we think we'd get a movie with all the Chris's in it. If Chris Pine turns up, well, Chris Pine's in a different movie. That's Wonder Woman. It's like, work him in somehow.
If he does show up.
That's the sequel. That's Avengers Infinity War Part 2, Chris War. Infinite Chris's.
And so we never thought it would happen. So it's an absolute thrill, I think, as a comic book fan to watch this. But even if you're not a comic book fan, even if you're a movie fan or a casual moviegoer who enjoys the summer blockbuster, this is the kind of spectacle that you want, that you used to enjoy in the age of Star Wars and all of those, I guess, massive summer blockbusters, when summer blockbusters kind of meant something. These days, there are so many of them that they kind of bleed into one.
And I think a lot of those awesome moments are actually in the trailer. And Marvel has a track record of leading
us. Of lying to us.
Lying to us, straight out lying to us. For our own benefit, though.
You know, no, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's shots in this that are like, there's Doctor Strange and Wong standing with their magic circles ready to go, and they're looking at Bruce Banner in a
Who's
hole in the ground.
Who's like fallen through the skylight. Bleecker Street, right?
And you're just like, that's a thing I never expected to see. That's Benedict Cumberbatch, Speedy Wong.
And Mark Ruffalo.
And Mark Ruffalo. And like, Mark Ruffalo's in a hole again, and it's fun.
In time, you will know what it's like to lose. To feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail all the same. Dread it. Run from it. Destiny still arrives.
I'm wondering if there's some jiggery-pokery going on, because it seems like we're going to have a battle on almost infinite fronts, right? There's a Stargate over New York. Something is happening in Wakanda. Hulk seems to be in multiple of these scenes,
yes,
but not other characters. So
Correct.
It's like, what's going on here?
There is a fantastic line in which Black Panther just goes, activate his defenses.
Gather the troops.
Get this man a shield.
And then just like Chris Evans just steps out of the shadows.
With the most amazing beard.
Yes.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses. And get this man a shield.
It's like, even though this was started shooting last year, it feels like everything is a reaction to Henry Cavill's moustache in Superman. Because every Chris has a beard or a moustache. Like Chris Pratt has a moustache in the space. Chris Evans has a full American beard.
Yeah, that's right. That's the best way to describe it. It's an American beard.
And then Chris Hemsworth, he's got more space beard. He's got a full space beard as well.
We also see what looks like Peter Parker's spider sense for the first time.
Yes, and that was a nice way of doing it. Just like all the incredibly long hairs
coming out of his hair.
All the incredibly long hairs on his arms stand up.
And he's also upgraded his costume since Spider-Man: Homecoming.
He's got the Stark Tech one again.
He's got
by the looks of things.
No, I mean, there's so much going on in this trailer.
Yeah,
I mean,
New York seems to have Spider-Man and the Rings.
Yes.
Doctor Strange and Wong and the Hulk. And then Tony Stark turns up. And then Tony Stark walks outside to confront something. So they've cut this to show Thanos appearing, but it doesn't look like he's appearing in New York. I think there's some yellowy planet where they're going to be transported to, so they can do the damage there.
And who knows? Who knows, right? Because we've seen what they did with Thor Ragnarok, where, you know, Hela breaks the hammer in New York, and then suddenly it's a completely different scene in the movie.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I don't know how much of it is a fake out. It feels like even the dialogue that they recorded in the beginning before the Marvel Studios logo and credits rolled, that it was done for the trailer. I don't think those are the kind of lines they're going to use in the movie.
Yeah, they're not all going to stand there and say the lines one by one as Nick Fury lies bleeding out on the floor or something.
Correct. So I think there was a lot of this that was just cut to tease you, which is nice, which is exactly what I want from a trailer. I would like to see some of the action actually take place in New York, because that for me is the sense of danger and what these heroes need to do to protect the world, as opposed to teleporting them to
some planet.
But
I reckon they're
going
to teleport somewhere for the big fight. Like,
final fight? It's got to be in space.
Yeah.
I want it to be in space. It looks like
on some floating rock somewhere. That's what I mean when Thanos, you know, he's slamming down Spider-Man, and he is also like kicking Iron Man in the head. That's very clearly some kind of yellow rock planet.
And someone's messing with Vision.
Yeah,
because they want that last Infinity Stone from his brain.
So this is either we haven't finished the effects yet or we want to keep some secrets back. And that is that Thanos will have henchmen, I believe, in this. And I think you get a little hint of that in the latter back half of the teaser where you've got Wakanda and what's going on there. Because
with an absolutely fantastic scene of all of them running towards the camera.
Yes. Which is, they did in the beginning of Ultron, something similar, right?
Oh, yes. In the forest, when they have this kind of slow motion scene from the side and you see the Avengers in action.
So Thanos is after the Infinity Stones, and we know the locations of most of them except one. So the Soul Stone is probably what's in Wakanda, and that's where Earth's mightiest heroes will have their last stand, I reckon. Fighting what looks like a cross between the Xenomorphs from Aliens and something else.
I don't know what those are.
So this is, again, if you look up the Black Order, Thanos' Black Order, I think it's called. They were a group of henchmen working for him, and they did attack, but they also attacked like Namor and other non-Disney MCU characters. Yes. So one of them did attack Wakanda, and so I don't know what the series was called, but essentially it looks like they'll take some elements of that. So the Tesseract was last seen in Loki's hands, and the Power Stone is on Xandar, right?
Correct.
So the Mind Stone is in Vision's head. I think that's too easy a fake out, like to just show somebody tapping what looks like Loki's staff to the Vision's head. I think that's, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, they're not going to kill Vision.
Yeah.
They're going to fake us out, and then they're going to end up killing Tony Stark or something. That's going to make me really sad.
Although, again, that whole sequence could be just like, oh, we've changed the colour slightly and the stones just to throw you off. Like, the first one he gets is the green stone and Doctor Strange is dead. You know what I mean? Like, you just completely... This is just like, it gets you excited, but you can't trust any of it.
No, you can't. You can't. And the wonderful thing about these movies is the fact that you've built it up.
Yeah.
So even if any one of these characters have 3 minutes of screen time, you still absolutely feel for them because you've already grown to kind of like them and love them.
And it has the classic Robert Downey Jr. looking sad moment from the Ultron trailers as well. It's like, you know, while the big speech is going on. So,
well, you feel like even though this has everyone in it, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been pretty much centered around Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark because he is the MVP. He is also
the MVP of the MCU.
He is also the guy that has brought everyone together.
Yeah.
And he is also the one that feels most responsible for ruining the world over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's a story that kind of plays out all the way through Civil War. And everyone seems to blame him for everything as well because he's the rich boy punching bag.
Yeah.
and the only one with kind of loose morals, right? In the sense that, I mean, he's flexible. Iron Man is kind of human. Meanwhile, Captain America is almost too good. Thor is worthy, you know. and even the Hulk, even Mark Ruffalo, even Bruce Banner is almost too good. Mm. Meanwhile, Stark is morally compromised in every possible way.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going to make for a very compelling movie at the end of the day. It's more than just, oh, look, big bad alien coming to destroy the planet. We must all team up and stop him. I think it's going to be a lot more than that. It's also seeing them together.
I mean, seeing Banner work on what looks like Thanos Buster armor.
Yes.
It's just like, cool. And then Natasha's there with her new dyed blonde wig, which
that's
looks
right.
weird.
That's right. And of course, at the very end of the trailer, we get a little bit of Thor meeting the Guardians.
Yeah, and Chris Pratt's 70s porn stash. It's just, why? It's just like, again, that seems, again, maybe they just CGI'd that into the trailer as a dig at Henry Cavill. I don't know, but it looks like it's a real, I mean, he was off Earth from the 80s, so he doesn't realize that kind of, you just can't do that.
Yeah, and also this one would take, according to the timeline, this one would take place years after Guardians 2, because Guardians 2 takes place in the past, essentially, right? And you see Groot is now a teenager.
Yeah, I mean, and beards are an easy way to show time has passed. I mean, that's
correct.
Why, and also past and also wisdom. That's why Captain America has the most beard. He's learned a lot.
He's a wise old superhero.
He doesn't seem to have a shield, though, at the end. He has like two Wakandan battle gauntlet thingies. And War Machine's in there. Did you spot that?
I did. He was flying.
I had to freeze frame that one. Yeah.
Yes, I know. I know. It's very exciting. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
It's not too long away. It's only about 6 months away. Mm. Exactly. And we get Black Panther before that as well.
Now, they've lost the Infinity War Part 1 name. And I think the last rumor was that they said they've changed the name of the second part.
Correct.
And the name of the second part would be a spoiler.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's why they've held off the name for the second part. And it's not necessarily a part two per se, but it will be a continuation and the wrap up of this phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
This is Avengers 4?
Yes. Avengers 4, the next one will
be. The next one, yeah. So the Avengers 4, the death of the Avengers.
Correct. The end of everything.
Yeah, end of Avengers. Was it end of Avengers was one? Avengers Next? I don't know. They've done weird titles over the years with the Avengers comic books.
Go check out the trailer. It's on our Facebook page on facebook.com/@themoviesmy. Let us know what you think. You can tweet me. I'm on at Umar Pargan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Who the hell are you guys?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.